mentioned yesterday, due to Rashi, so I'm going to start again the Gemara from Yiboy Luhu, which is a little bit more than halfway down Chesem and Beis. I know we did it yesterday, but we didn't have a chance to do the Rashi. Yiboy Luhu. The Gemara I just said that if an Eved Kanani brings his bill of freedom, Shtar Shechrur, and he says, b'fanei nechtam, he's believed, and in the Shtar Shechrur it also said that he gets all the properties, but it said it separately. It said, Asmachon Uchasai. He's believed on himself and not on the properties. So now the Gemara has the following Shaili Boilu. Kol Nuchasai Knuyim Loch Mahu. All my properties are given to you. Now that is a statement of all properties, which includes the Eved. Amar Abaye Mitrech Shekana Atzmai Kana Nuchasim. He's kind to himself. So he's kind of in the chasm, since he's believed on himself, and it's one statement. He's believed on the whole thing. Special takanas chachamim that says a person in Evans believes on himself. But why should he get to the chasm by kiyum shtaras? It's not that way. Wasn't kind as nechassim, so he's not kind to himself either. The takana doesn't apply. I mean, the rabbi bishlam nechassim leilikni, meaning to have a kiyum shtaras to alma. And laatzmai likni, why is he kind to himself? Meaning to have a get isha. And lama rabbi, echadzeh, atzmai kana nechassim leikana, that's rabbi's psak, that we can split it. Now, the Gemara calls this palgina zibura, but the Mepharshim speak out that this is really not palgina zibura. We're not, usually, Pagina and Debura means we hear a half a sentence and we don't hear the second half of the sentence. We have that concept. Person walks in and says to Bezin, Pliny, live with me willingly. So we believe him on the other guy, we don't believe him on himself. That's called Pagina and Debura. I don't want to get involved in that now. But there's a concept called Pagina and Debura where we hear half the statement and don't hear the other half. Here it's really not Pagina and Debura. We're not listening to half of his statement. We're listening to his complete statement, but we're splitting the what we believe him on. We believe him on himself, because that was the takanas chachamim of b'fanei nechtam, and we don't believe him vis-a-vis the properties. So it's not that we hear half his statement. We hear his whole statement. We use it on half, not on the other half. It's a younger brother of Pagina and Zibura. It's not that we hear half his statement. We believe half. We believe his statement on half, not on the other half. Right, correct. We believe him. We're not believing half his statement. We're believing his whole statement on half, not on the other half. It's a different kind of palginon. The Gemara will use the word palginon debura as we go along. It's really not the exact palginon debura that we're used to. It's more palginon debunus. We split on what we believe a statement on, not what we don't believe it on. The Gemara compares it to it. The Gemara uses it, but
why
it's not an
exact... What?
Why do you say believe? We believe b'fanei. That's his statement. We're only believing it on part of this of the thing. We're not... Meaning, we're not believing part of his statement, and we're not cutting off his words. We are accepting his whole statement on part, not on the other part.
It doesn't apply to the other part.
What?
It doesn't apply to the other part.
Because it's takana, it doesn't apply. And so at the end of the day, we're not accepting it vis-a-vis part of that star. And more than that, vis-a-vis part of the same statement. That's Rava's Chiddush. It's not two parts like Asmacha Nechasai. It's Kol Nechasai, and we're splitting it. We're saying in the Kol Nechasai, we're going to believe him on, we're going to accept him on one half, on one part, and not on the rest. Yes?
This is something that's written in the Shtar. Perfect. It's written in the Shtar, correct?
What?
These words.
Kol Nechasai. Panenechtam is not written in the Shtar.
That's what he said.
Right.
So the question is, how can you take...
Not question is how. Question is what we're doing. How? That's what Rava says we do.
Yeah, but what's interesting, what I thought was, look, what happened over here? Rava was on one side, then he goes here.
Rava was... No, Abaye changed his mind.
Yeah, but...
Rava didn't change his mind at all.
He didn't?
No, Rava was consistent the whole time.
Oh.
He was reacting to Amaria. He said, you said it doesn't work in the whole thing. Why not? First he said it works in the whole thing. He says, why yes? Then Abaya said it doesn't work in anything. He says, why not? Rava was consistent. Abaya went from one end to the other end. And the reason Abaya went from one end to the other end is because he accepted Rava's taina that you can't believe him on the chasim. But he didn't want to split it. So he said, that obviously we can't use it.
Abaya's not like that type of person that...
No, Abaya's an Amira. He's a very chashav Amira.
What I'm trying to say is the way it's written over here...
I'm glad you give your askama to Abaya.
You said this, you're right. He didn't change... What Rava said didn't change him in 3 seconds.
See, we have it written down. I don't know how long it took Rava to persuade him. Doesn't say, Maybe. Rashi. Kol nechasta mayo. Mi amin atzmach on nechasta treinti burininu. By atzmach on nechasta, it's two separate states. Even the mechad dibur asulay comes in one dibur. Shikur atzmach matanis nechasta. It's in one clump. Kizikayim ala lekamon. Akaisim kol nechasta v'ab liyotzim achayrin. If you write all nechasim to your eved, he's included, and therefore that's a bill of freedom. See, Rashi's trying to answer a question. Where in the words kol nechasai does it say I'm freeing you? If you write your properties to your eved, the eved belongs to you. It's like putting it from one pocket into the other pocket. So Rashi says it's based on the Mishnah. It says kol nechasim kol nechasai v'yatzeh ben chayrin. So that's the first step Rashi puts down. That if you write all your properties to the eved, that is a bill of freedom. That's called a bill of freedom. Because since you wrote kol nechasav, you're saying to the eved, I am freeing you. And that's a valid bill of freedom. Because if that weren't true, we wouldn't be discussing this whole issue. Right. So it's yubach kol nechasav. Hilkach ima heim and ahai, mehim and ahai. The loy pagina zibura. Do we not split his words? And again, when I said pagina zibura here, I don't mean split his words. Split his power to be believed. I like Adoma Pagina. Midi to have get Isha. That's what Rav answered to Rabbi Yeshinemanis Lavis Gitulim upon the Nechtav. Echazeb, Bein Atmuch on the Chosai, Bein Nechon the Chosai. Rav says we can split the two. Period. So Rav has now introduced, and this is what the Gemara is going to zero in on. Rav has now introduced that a person can say a statement, and we will take his statement and believe it on half of something and not on the other half of something. So that's what the Gemara is going to question. Can we do that? Do Chazal do that? Does Bezin do that? Here was a guy that says, Befanei Nechta. Chazal said he's believed on his freedom. The way he's being freed was not directly to him. It was Kol Nechasai. And that includes the rest of the properties where there's no such takana. Right, comes along Rav and says, that's not a problem. We can slice it up and say, the part of Kol Nechasai that means you, even though it's not spoken out, never says the word you, you are part of Kol Nechasai. But that part will believe the Eved, and the rest we won't believe the Eved. That means we're taking the words and we're saying we're going to believe the Eved on part of that statement. Not on the total statement. But it's not two statements. It's not like the Braitha before that said Atzmacha Nechasai. Then we believed them on the Atzmacha totally, and on Kol Nechasai not. Here, in the words Kol Nechasai, Rava is splitting and saying, we'll take the Befanei Nechta on the Atzmacha part and not on the rest of the Nechasim. That's what Rava is saying. That's a big finish. But Rava's allowed to say Kedushim. That's what Rava does. But the question is that valid or not? Which the Gemara is going to question now.
Regular Pagin Dibura is a person's talking.
Can we rewind the tape? Didn't I say this before?
That's here. The thing that we're doing is, all he says, all he says, Befanei Nechta, do we put that on the words that were written? This Kol Nechasai thing, he never said those words. That's a written statement.
Correct.
So do we say, when he says, Fine Nechtam, does that or nefta, does that go on everything in that sentence?
Isn't this what I started off saying? That the Gemara is going to use the term Pagina Dibura, and it's not the regular Pagina Dibura?
The regular Pagina Dibura is splitting words.
Are you agreeing with me? Are you disagreeing? I started the sugya. I said, let me introduce this, I said. Rewind the tape. I said, the Gemara is going to use Pagina Dibura, and this is not the regular Pagina Dibura. This is a younger brother. I said that. No, that's not a chiddush. That we saw from that's not what he's saying. No, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, in the case when the shtar said atzmacha nechasai, that we believe him in atzmacha, not in nechasai, is not problematic. It's a whole statement called atzmacha. Here is one statement called nechasai. It's one glob. In that glob is included the evet, not spoken out specifically. Comes along Rava and says, we're willing to take the Bafanai Nechtam, Bafanai Nechtam, and use it for part of that one statement, and not on the other part of that one statement. That's an extension of the regular Pagina Dibura. That's what I was saying. I said this before, and Avraham was Bachavim to me now, Baruch Hashem.
Pagina Dibura, even on a written word.
That's not a problem. Asmacha Nechasa was never a problem. When the guy bought a shtar and it said Atzmacha Nechasai, and he said Befanei Nechtam, the Gemara had no problem believing him on the Atzmacha part and not on the Nechasai part, because it's two separate statements, happened to be on one piece of paper, but it really is two separate statements. There's an Atzmacha statement written by Edom, and there's a Nechasai statement. He saved on paper and he put it together on the same paper. Here it's different. Here his freedom comes from the word Kol Nechasai. And that's why Abaya said, you can't do this. You can't take the word Kol Nechasai and start saying you're believed on this section of those two words and not on the other section of the same words. And Rava said, you can do that. This is not the regular Pagina Dibura in Shas. We're saying his belief of Befanei Nechtam, is on one slice of the Kol Nechasai. But anyway, his belief is on one section of the shtar. Usually, Pagina Dibura means listen to half his words and don't listen to the rest. A guy walks into Bezin and says, Pliny Ravani Lutzaini. Again, the regular. Let me just step back. The regular Pagina Dibura is a guy walks in and says, "Reuven was Reveya Milur Tzaini." So we hear Reuven was Reveya, and we don't hear the word me. Here we're listening to the whole statement, and we're using it on only part of Kol Nechasai. Correct. What we're believing it on. Correct.
For example, he identifies the name of the
Eved.
He calls
the Chassai
Le. He has to write the name of the person.
Yeah.
He doesn't give him a title
of
Avi. He can't do that.
No. Well, we call the Chassai Lepaini. I don't know what it says. Obviously, it says the name of, yeah, those Avadim now belong to this guy. Yes, correct. Everything goes to this guy. Except it's not a validated star. Till it's validated, we can't use it. Yesterday, I spoke at a machlokes rishonim. Can we give it to him till the owner comes and claims the other way? Do we say, hey, we can't give you all that? Maybe it's forgery. Do we say that? Or do we say, till the owner comes and claims it, it's all yours? That's for sure. He's believed on himself, Rabbi says. He's going to marry a Jewish woman now. He's believed on himself. He's chayiv in all mitzvahs now. He has to shake luluf. He has to listen to Kiyah Shaifer. No, because he said Befanei Nechtam. He's believed on his shechur. That was on the Taina. That's finished. He's totally free. The question is, by monetary cases, we don't accept b'fanenechtem. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim. Does that mean we don't accept it because the owner claims forgery? Or because the owner has the right to claim forgery? Which of the two? Do we step in and say, sorry, you can't take your owner's fields and it's other avadim because you haven't validated the shtar yet? Or do we say, listen, we have no reason to believe this is a forgery. If he claims forgery, we'll make you validate it. If not, you'll have to give it all back. What monetary thing is during Gittin Nashim? Ksuba? So we went through this yesterday, that the Ksuba is not a separate thing.
If he shows up in Beis Din and doesn't
say, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
He shows up in Beis Din and doesn't say the funny Nafsa, then he has to get validated on to himself?
Correct. Like a Gerisha. Like a Gerisha, like a Shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayyam, until b'fanenechtem is said, we have to validate it. Because we have no Brera. We can't allow this because Ein Eidim Metzuyin L'Kaimai. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Amalei Rabbanan by Masna L'Rabba. Kaman, who is this like? Kerub Shimon. This is part of a question. What you're saying is going like Reb Shimon, the Amar Pagin and Dibura, that's willing to use Pagin and Dibura in such a case. But we don't pass you like Reb Shimon. That's his question. But the way he words it is, you're saying something like Reb Shimon, and he proves that. And then he says, but we don't pass you that way. So the question really is, you're saying something that's going like Reb Shimon, and we don't pass you that way. So first he presents Reb Shimon, then he presents and says, and we don't paskin that way. Kaman, Kerub Shimon, Damer Pagin, and Debura. This is Reb Shimon's case.
What do you say
when
he says paskin Reb Shimon?
Later on. I'm saying the question is a double, there's a two-step question. You're going like Reb Shimon, so what's wrong with that? Nothing. Except after he brings Reb Shimon, he's going to say, and we don't paskin that way. So he's leaving that second part of the question till after he presents Reb Shimon. Kaman, Kerub Shimon, the Tanan. Somebody, I'm going to learn like Rashi, there's major machlokes rishonim here, I'm sticking to Rashi's pshat. If somebody writes all his nechasim to his eved, he goes free. End of story. Nothing to do b'fanenechtem. Let's say it's a validated star. He writes all his nechasim to his eved, the eved goes free. Shire karka koshu, what if he leaves over land? He says, I'm giving you all the chasav besides one little piece of land. Unidentified. Lo yatzei ben chayrin. The eved does not go free. Because once he says besides, we say maybe he meant besides the eved also. And he's playing a game with the eved. Once he doesn't give him everything, now, if he identified it, would be one thing. But he did not identify it. Right? So therefore we say, he might not be freeing the Eved either. That's the Tanakama.
You're talking about Karka?
I'm sorry. I should say, I'll take this back what I said. First of all, it could be Metalkalin also, according to most Rishonim. And second of all, even if he identified what he's leaving behind, the minute he's leaving behind, Remeir says, the Tanakhama is Remeir, says we cannot let him, the Eved doesn't go free. Well, let's see Rashi, before I commit myself in one way or the other here. Again, this is talking about a validated star. Doesn't mean karka, only can be metalkalin also. He didn't say, I'm leaving something over. I mean in the Shaya, we don't say he left over. Once he started leaving something over, I mean the day Nami Shire. He left over the Eved as well. The Chiyam Rekol Nechasai, the Bach puts in, the Sunim Lach, Ashar Nechasim Kamar means everything else besides the Eved also, which means it's nothing. Luchanufa like us, he's flattering the Eved. He makes the Eved feel good. But Lushakur didn't free him. Kiva Zamar Atzimcha Nechasai. He didn't say Atzimcha. He didn't say you're free. He said Kol Nechasai. Which, unless otherwise, we would say it means the Eved also. But once he said besides, once it's besides, we say he didn't mean to free the Eved either. That's what Rameir says.
And what did he mean then?
Playing game with the Eved.
No. The Eved's not free.
That means it's nothing. That means it's willing, meaningless.
So it comes out, all the other land, besides the Shire part, all the other land also is...
Because you can't give the Eved a present, because everything you give to the Eved goes back to you. It's one pocket to the other pocket. You give your Eved a present, it belongs to you. It's a game. Unless you free the Eved, you can't give him anything.
So what is this thing? What's Hanifa here?
You're making the Eved feel great.
What?
He walks around for 10 minutes thinking that he just became a rich man.
Flattery. He thought it was coming back to work.
Of course not. Right.
If he would say this to another Ben Horin, the person would get the property except for...
Correct.
What's the difference?
Because freedom of an Eved has to be, well, Pashtus, because it doesn't say he's freeing the Eved. It's only included in Kol Nechasai. And once it's not Kol, then we say he might have left over the Eved as well. Reb Shimon says, La'aylam hu ben chayirim ha'chiyayim ha'kol Nechasim nechus sunim l'poyni avdi chutz mi'echad merim ha'shibahem. No. As long, if he says karka, he's kind of everything. It's only if he says, I'm giving everything to you besides 1/10,000th of my property. The minute it's not clear what's being left over, he didn't say besides land. He said besides part of my property. Part of my property might be the Eved. He said 1/10,000th. That's just the way he's referring to the Eved. You can't say the Eved's free. Something's left over. Now, if he said, I'm giving everything to my Eved besides a piece of land, the Eved is not a piece of land. And we don't say, well, once he's leaving over, maybe he's leaving over the Eved. But if he says, I'm giving my Eved besides one thing, maybe that one thing is the Eved himself.
Well, what's the evidence of
Jehovah? There's a Medrash. There's a Medrash. I'm trying to explain, Reb Shimon. There's a Medrash. The Medrash talks about somebody whose son got captured by the Romans. So he had no other children, and his Eved Kanani was the one in charge of the property. So he didn't know what to do. He knew his son might still be alive, and he wanted his son to inherit him. But at the same time, the Eved had taken over possessions of his property. So he went to Rabbi Gamliel. And he went to Rabbi Gamliel and he said to Rabbi Gamliel, what do I do? So Rabbi Gamliel said, write a shtar to your Eved and tell him that he owns everything, but when your son comes back, if the son comes back, he can claim one item. And he came back and the Eved offered him, pick your item. So he picked the Eved. You're the item I pick. And mainly he owns everything else. But basically, what Shimon is saying is, by not speaking out what's being left over, but saying something is left over, and Reb Shimon uses the terminology 1/10,000th to say it makes no difference what the fraction is, he can always say I left over the Eved. And therefore, nothing is free. The Eved's not free. And therefore, the whole thing doesn't work.
The Lashon Avdi doesn't make sense.
What? He was his Eved. That's what it means. Rashi. Lo'ilam u'ben chayrim. D'may de'gali gali, may de'lo'i gali, lo'i gali. Atchiyem r'stam chutz mi'davr mu'ot. Besides the little thing. Le'ifarish ma'ho m'shar. Ba'asam rinan. The echad mi'ribek amar. 1/10,000. Haynu Eved. V'yu le'chashim le'el k'echad mi'ribek v'nechastam. And he only considers the Eved a 10,000. Meaning we can't start being particular and saying, well, the Eved's worth more than a 10,000. It's an owner. It's worth a 10,000. I forgot the Shabbat Trek. But the cover of Shimon Oilam Uben Chayrin. By saying the words Oilam Uben Chayrin. Ashmina, Loishnahech the Kanishar and the Chasimimai. It makes no difference whether at the end of the day the Eved acquires other things. Meaning like this. If he said, I'm giving everything to my Eved besides a land. A land. That means the Eved can't take any land, because any land he takes might be the one left over. So at the end of the day, all the Eved gets is himself. Because it's not specified what's being left behind. Now, if he said, I'm giving everything to the Eved besides a fraction, then the Eved's not free. If he says, I'm giving everything to the Eved besides a land, so any land is not the Eved's, because that might be the land left over. So all that's the Eved's is himself. That's what Rashi is pointing out. That sometimes all the Eved walks away with is himself. Because since the land, Tyson's asked your question, but since the land is not specified, so then he gets no land. Right? So, sometimes he will get other properties. He said, besides this land, that he got everything besides the specified land that was left over. And sometimes he gets nothing. Every piece of land, you can say that's the one he left over. The Eved is not land. He didn't leave him over. Because listen, the guy said kol lechasai, and the only thing the guy's getting is the Eved. He's not getting anything else. That means we're splitting the star and saying this star works on the Eved. Nothing else. That means the word kol nechasai is being dissected. Kol nechasai besides everything but you. Which means it's not kol nechasai. Yet we're willing to live with kol nechasai meaning one thing. That means we're willing to split the words kol nechasai and say we will use the words kol nechasai are not called. Only one thing. The Eved himself. The Hakol Nechasei Karmelei V'Lekan El Azatzmai. If the Karka were specified, he would be getting everything besides one piece of land. But now he's getting nothing besides himself. But the word said Kol Nechasei, and he's not Kol Nechasei. V'At Nami Dekamet Atzmei Kan Nechasem Lekan Ekrim Shimon Tzirloch. You're saying like Ekrim Shimon. You're saying that we're willing to take a word of Kol Nechasai and believe him on one part of the Kol Nechasai. Like Reb Shimon is willing to use the word Kol Nechasai on different parts. He's willing to look at the Kol Nechasai as a combination of fractions rather than it has to be something more than one thing. Kol Nechasai.
Why isn't the Eved Nechasai?
But he's not Kol Nechasai. What does Kol mean? It has to be more than one thing. You can't say kol more on one thing.
Why not also, why is it the Eved also called the Chasai?
He is.
So good, so maybe even by kol the Chasai.
Kol, what does kol mean?
He won't go free.
But Shimon says he does go free.
Why?
Because he's included in kol the Chasai. And the guy said, kol the Chasai besides the land. So we don't know which land, which means no land is included.
It also means no Eved.
Why?
Why not?
He said only land is excluded.
So we should call the Chasai except a little piece, everything except one thing.
One land.
One land, he said?
Yes. If he would say it's one thing, then the Eved might be the one thing. So he doesn't go free.
Okay, so
that's
going to go free then.
Correct.
Because he said land, that can't refer to
the Eved. And somebody has no metallic limit, because if not, gets involved in what happened to the metallic limit, I don't want to go there. Now, there is a problem here. And the problem is, what Rabbi Schultz was going to ask, is the halacha is, it's a suffix. Really, the Eved is getting more land, just we don't know which land was left behind. It's not like he doesn't own the land, it's just that we can't give it to him because we don't know which land was left behind. Now, law is, when you sell a guy half your field, and you didn't delineate which half of the field, you get to choose, but you got to give him something. So the owner gets to choose one land, but the rest belongs to the Eved. Here, Rashi's saying the Eved gets zero besides himself. That's Tyson's discussion on Rashi. You see from Rashi that Rashi holds, that for some reason, Since he didn't say which land, no land becomes the Eved. It's a big Kiddush in Rashi. Tysus doesn't understand why. We're not going to get involved in that. I just want to point out the Kiddush.
And the Baal can use all the land.
It belongs to him, legally. It didn't work on the land. It's not shot, it worked on everything besides one, and we don't know which is the one. By not identifying which one, it doesn't work on any. That's what Rashi's saying, which is a very big Kiddush. Tysus says, why? If I say I'm giving you one piece of land, and I don't say which one, but I gave you a land, how can I say I didn't give it to you? Rashi's saying, if you say besides one that's not identified, it doesn't work on any.
So Tosfos would say that the Baal will also have a problem?
Tosfos has to learn this whole Gemara differently, because according to Tosfos, if you said which land you're leaving, if you said you're leaving over a piece of land,
the Baal can't do
the Baal just to pick which piece of land he wants behind.
He's forced to choose.
That's Tysus' discussion at Rashi. But I'm not getting involved in that. I'm just pointing out Rashi's Kiddush.
It's because of Motu
Mechavero,
is that why?
Motu Mechavero, right, just says you can't prove which one it is. But you own it.
I'm saying so the Evan...
Again, I'm not getting involved in Rashi's Kiddush.
If Evan goes and just goes to some land and start digging it, would he be able to keep it?
According to Rashi, no. The Matana didn't work on any land. Rashi's saying... So when you say I'm giving you everything besides a land, besides one land, and it's not spoken out which one, no land becomes the guy's. Not because of suffix, but it doesn't work. A very Kiddush de Karashi. Which Tais has asked from on Rashi from a Gemara. But we see Reb Shimon holds Chagin and Deborah. They were willing to take the word kol nechazai and use it for one thing. The Tana Kama disagreed. The Tana Kama did not let us do it. So who do we pass on? Reb Shimon or the Tana Kama? The Yomar Reb Yaisi Reb Yumi Yomar Reb Nachman. Ava bishakilas Reb Yaisi Reb Shimon. Even though Reb Yaisi praised Reb Shimon's words, halachik kormeir. We pass on like the Tana Kama. That means we don't say pogina dibura. We don't say pogina dibura. That means we are not going to accept the Eved on him. We're not going to split up the word kol nechazai. So it means we don't pass Pagina and Debura in such a case. So how can you, Rava, say Pagina and Debura? The Tanya. Shenemra Dvar Muznei Rav Yaisi. When these words were said in Rav Yon Rav Yaisi, Karal of HaMikra Azeh, he said the following pasuk. Svasayim Yushak, your lips should be kissed, are fit to be kissed. Meshiv Dvarav Nechaychem, one who spoke such correct words. You felt like kissing the words. Your lips should be kissed for saying such a swara. Reb Yaisi was so taken by Reb Shimon's swara that he said, ah, I would kiss you. You should deserve to be kissed for such a swara. But the halach is like a mayor anyway. So therefore, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, so how could Rav say Pagina Debura in such a case? Dr. Ashi, So Sayim Yushak, Rohul and Ashek. Taisa says, So Sayim Yushak doesn't mean your lips deserve to be kissed. It means everybody is licking their lips from such a swara. You hear a swara, you like, mommy, feel like licking your lips. Like you feel so taken by the swara.
Delicious.
Why are we making a big thing out of whatever possible?
Because sometimes you make a big thing out of something that's so great and unbelievable, even though we don't bask that way.
Taking us to the see, oh wow, this is unbelievable. Oh, maybe you know what? It doesn't.
Come back to the kasha. Time to rub it in our feet in the book, we don't bask that way. So Gemara is going to answer the kasha the Jewish way by another kasha. And therefore, the Gemara is going to get out of this kasha by asking another kasha. Now, who's the one that didn't pass like Reb Shimon? Reb Nachman. The problem is, Reb Nachman himself says that we do split words. So therefore, we're going to have a contradiction to Reb Nachman. You don't pass like Reb Shimon, and you do pass about Gideon Debura, so... Your question is, he doesn't pass like Reb Shimon that says Pagin and Debura. And therefore, how can Rava say it? Well, you, Reb Nachman, yourself say Pagin and Debura. That's how the Gemara is coming to the answer. fact, the Gemara, we Amar Rav Nachman, Hachi, the Rav Nachman say that we don't pakin in Dibura, is that trashy? Why pakin in Dibura? Amar Rav Nachman. Shchiv Mirad, Shekosav, called the Chosav, La'avdoi. A Shchiv Mirad wrote all his property to his Eved. The Amad V'Chosav. Okay, now look at this level. For those who remember Masechtas Baba Basra, we learned that a Shchiv Mirad, somebody who's dying, can give presents by word. Can give presents by word. He can say, this should go to Reuven, and this should go to Shimon, and this. He says, I'm giving everything to Joe the slave. Shchiv Mirad, giving everything to Joe the slave. Now, a Shchiv Mirad that recovers, nothing works. Shchiv Mirad only works if he dies. If he doesn't die, it's all his. I'm not going to get involved in all the particulars, but that's not halacha. Shchiv Mirad, it says, I'm giving $5,000 to Reuven and $10,000 to Shimon. He gives everything away, and then he recovers. Nobody gets anything. Now, he gave all his property to Jody Evan, and he recovered. The halacha is that all the property becomes his, except Jody Evan goes free. Chazal said that since you can't free an Eved and then take him back. Which means that the person, now this is where people are going to jump on me. The people that, the Shchiv Mirad knows that if he's going to free the Eved, he has to do it legally. Which means free him now. Or free him before he dies. You can't free an Eved after you die. So obviously, the part of the Eved has to be done differently than the rest of the property. The rest of the property can be given after death. Takana drabonam. Freedom can't be a takana drabonam. And Evan has to go free, he has to have a star shikr, he has to be freed. He has to be freed biblically. You can't free an Evan rabbinically. So obviously when the guy frees his Evan, he wants it to work biblically. That's what he wants. So therefore when he recovers, everything's great, but the Evan is not his Evan anymore. And therefore, the Evan goes free, and everything else belongs to the owner. Even though it was one word, kol nechasai. And it only works for the Eved. Now, why don't we say he frees him on condition that he doesn't recover? Because Chazal don't allow such conditions. And freedom of an Eved, you're not allowed conditions. Because once people view him as free, he's free. So, Zok the Gemara. The Amar of Nachman, Shchiv Mirad Shekosav Kol Nechasav La'avdoi, the Amar, and he got up, he can get everything back besides the Eved. Because he must have wanted to free him biblically. And once he would free him biblically, you can't take him back. You're taking the word kol nechasai and you're using it for one item, the Eved. So how can Rav Nachman say we don't pass kol nechasai when he himself does the same thing?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi,
yes,
why? I don't understand the reasoning. I don't understand the reasoning of why he cannot be freed conditionally. He's not going to be known as a free man if it's known that he was freed upon the death of his owner. He's not known
as
a free man.
If he becomes free upon the death, then he's not free. Dead people can't free others. Unlike monetary things that Rabbanon can come along and make it work, freedom of an Eved is a biblical process. Just like dead people can't divorce their wives, and biblically dead people can't give presents, dead people can't free Avadim.
So no
the Eved doesn't belong to them. For property, Rabbanon came along and made a takana. They can't do that for freedom of an Eved. So automatically, when a guy does that, he means to free his Eved biblically. And therefore, it can't be conditional, because we can't have conditions in the freedom of an Eved. If people view him as free, he's free. You can't say, well, it was only freed on condition that you don't free an Eved. That's the Rabbanan saying. No conditions allowed in freedom of an Eved. And therefore, the guy must know this. That's what we're trying to speak out. And when he said this, he means to free the Eved. So we're taking the words kol nechasai. What time are they davening here?
10 to.
Okay. And we're taking the words kol nechasai, and we're splitting it and only using it for the Eved. which is exactly what Rav Shimon said, and Rav Shimon rejected, and he himself says it. We will continue tomorrow, Rav Shimon. Everybody's had a good night.